You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
Hello, Media Snackers. My name is Abkarier. I'm CEO of Junior Senior, Europe's leading agency in youth marketing. And I'm calling you from France.
Great. Well, thanks for giving up your time, Ab. Really appreciate this. Give us a flavour of what you guys do there with Junior Senior and who you do it for. So the type of marketing campaigns you've developed.
Well, in fact, we work for 75% of our work is for companies that aim on a young audience. And young is in a meaning from 3 years old up until 25 years old. We have a division that is specialized in 3 to 12 years, and 12 to 25, that's another division internally in the company. And we give brands solutions, marketing strategies, in what way they can reach youth the best way. Well, the company exists now for 10 years, and things surely have changed over the years.
Definitely. So give us a few names then, who you've worked for in the past and what you've done specifically for them. Just a couple of examples so we know what we're talking about today.
Okay, well, one nice example is that we did the launch of BNN, which is still the most popular youth radio and television station in the Netherlands. And what we did was, because internet was, of course, 10 years ago, was present in the media mix, but not that significant as it is now. So we used a lot of free publicity and television as a main media mix in the reach of the audience. So for BNN, we also did a lot of local events. And what is has changed, if you look at the campaign now, then you see that the internet is leading to reach the audience, because they hardly look any television. And if they do it, they are watching it, but are also active on the internet with their friends or listening to radio. So media consumption of the youth is also much richer, you could say.
Mm. So is that the big change that you've seen in the last 10 years? Because I know you've just turned 10. You've had a birthday this month.
Yes.
In the last 10 years of operating, since you've established the group, you know, what are the big changes? Is it just internet, or is it more than that? Is it a cultural or a headspace change? What is it?
Yeah, it's not only the internet. The internet is a media tool. What has changed is that the generation that is now 18 years or older, they have already studied a little bit of marketing in their school. So they understand the way advertising works, where you could say, in the old days, just this is the message, and they will accept it. Nowadays, young people understand the way marketing works. So if you're doing a direct mailing, or you're doing an emailing or an SMS mailing, they immediately will recognize this as, hey, I am an audience that the advertiser wants to talk to, so what's in it for me? Mm-hmm. So their approach of the advertiser's message is a whole other approach than 10 and more years ago. So for advertisers, it is really important to think about in what way they will spread the message. So the media mix, that is one. So the internet is their a big leading element in, but the way you talk with them, that's really changed over the last maybe 2-3 years.
So it's shifted from just getting your message out to maybe giving them value then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that young people understand that you cannot sell bullshit anymore. And I don't mean to say that we used to sell that, but you didn't had to really think about what is the brand DNA. Is the brand real? And what they are looking now for is real brands with real stories. So if you are, for example, a bank, don't communicate with a rap song or whatever, because that is not a bank. So just be a bank, but be there where the youngsters will need you. So this is in a bar, and explain that your function is not to sing a rap song, but to provide them with a loan for their studies, or with some money, or a money machine that always is working. So you really have to be honest in the message that you are spreading now. If you are a fake and you are giving a message in your communication that is like a fake identity, they will ignore you for 100%.
That's interesting, because when it comes to the discourse, the discussions around youth marketing, especially marketing to younger people, we're talking kind of the tweens and below, there's a lot of people out there that's very heavily critical of that. Where do you stand as an agency that develops these campaigns around those ethical questions of being honestly and authentic? Kind of, where does it lie with you? What's your argument with that?
Well, we have a very clear statement on that advertising under 12 years, as long as it is not adding something really to the life of 8-year-olds or 10-year-olds, like there is a new law now in the Netherlands that forbids candy manufacturers to advertise on them. And we think that is really good, because it is proven that although it is the role of the parents that should look after the consumption of the children, they say, yeah, but they're advertising with the candy bars, and I cannot stop it. Well, that's of course very easy to say for a parent who doesn't want to do anything about their education of the children. But there is now a law that says, well, we shouldn't be advertising straight on the really young ones. And I think it is good, because we cannot rely on the responsibility of the parents.
Certainly, because media is so prevalent, isn't it?
Yeah, because they are always explaining the problem that is outside themselves. But in fact, it's like if you want to play a video game, then the parents say, yeah, the video games are really bad because they are behind the Xbox or the PlayStation all day. And then I'm really thinking, what kind of mother or father are you? You should just say after 1 hour, and now get out on the street. But it's so easy to say, yeah, but it's the fault of the industry. But that's not the fact. It's the fault that parents are running away from their responsibility to raise the children in a balanced way.
Okay, you touched on gaming there. I'd love to get your take on, because I know you guys do in-gaming advertising. Which again has kind of come into some criticism based on people just want to play games. They don't want to be advertised to within games. Again, what's your take on that argument?
Well, the fact is that if you look at the quality of the games now, it's almost like real. So it's a virtual reality, of course. But if you are walking through the streets or driving through a city with a car, then you see a lot of fake brands, because the designers were not allowed to use real brands. And we thought that, it would make the game more realistic. So if you are really out there somewhere in London, then you should be really seeing the same advertising as you see in the real world.
Okay.
And another fact from an advertiser's side is that we know that group 14 to 25 is spending more hours on the video games than watching a television. They are watching maybe MTV a few hours, or a soap series, but they spend more hours with the game, because it's more fun, it's more interactive. And so we said, well, if you want to advertise on the television, don't do it in the game, because then you are sure that they will look at you, that it looks real, and you can be more interactive than you can be in any TV commercial.
Definitely. So what about, we'll wrap this interview up, because it's fastly coming up to the 10-minute mark. What about the future for you guys, not just for you as an organization, but also how do you see the future of marketing to young people? Is it going to change again in the next 10 years, or are we kind of hitting a plateau here?
I think it will never be stable, or it will never be an easy job for us that has to come up with solutions. So I think that interactivity, creating the brand, becomes more and more interesting, because you see a lot of self-exposure on the internet, on all the sites like the Facebook and MySpace, that everybody wants to expose their lives, but also want to show, these are my brands. So I think that brands are have to look more and more in the added value they can give to young people that makes them stronger.
Interesting.
I think that's a key thing. So it's not that you want to sell something, but you want to be in their minds, and you have to be there because you have something that makes them stronger.
Great. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for your time, Ab. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you. And good luck with Media Snackers.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.